Warning. This story contains details about a sexual assault and murder. Teen killer Cruz Hendrick Wellwood has again been denied day parole by the Parole Board of Canada. Wellwood, now 28, is serving a life sentence for the murder of 18-year-old Kimberly Proctor in March 2010. Wellwood, then 16, and Cameron Moffitt, 17, lured the grade 12 student to Wellwood's home in Langford, tied her up, gagged her, sexually assaulted her, beat her, suffocated her and mutilated her body with a knife over several hours. They put her body in a freezer, and the next day traveled to the Galloping Goose Trail and set it on fire. Her badly burned body was found under a bridge on the trail on March 19, 2010. The teens, who were sentenced as adults, pleaded guilty to first-degree murder and were given life sentences in 2011 with no possibility of parole for 10 years. They were both eligible for day parole in 2018. At the time, a psychological assessment prepared for court assessed Wellwood as a high risk for violence toward an intimate partner. The psychologist concluded Wellwood had many of the diagnostic criteria for psychopathy, sexual sadism, and necrophilia. At sentencing, the judge said the murder was so horrific that words could not adequately describe the inhuman cruelty you and your co-accused showed, the parole board says in a decision released today. The judge noted you and your co-accused planned to sexually assault and kill the victim whom you brutalized for several hours before killing her. The judge noted you minimized your own participation and pointed your finger at your co-accused. Wellwood applied for day parole and escorted temporary absences from Mission Institution in August 2019 but was denied. In the August 4th decision, the Correctional Service of Canada advised against day parole. The parole board decision says the most recent psychological assessment, completed in April, concluded Wellwood's risk for violent and sexual reoffending remains high. The psychologist found Wellwood continues to use sex as a way to cope with negative emotions. She noted that during the assessment, Wellwood sat slumped, failed to make eye contact, called the murder the event, and did not use Kimberly's name. The psychologist concluded that not only is Wellwood's risk unmanageable on day parole, his risk is too high for a transfer to a minimum security institution. Your psychological risk assessments are very concerning, though specific to psychopathology point to a high risk. You appear to have an entrenched sexual deviance that began at a very young age, and which you acted out in a most violent manner on an innocent woman, says the decision. The board is also concerned that Wellwood had been writing to Moffitt, his co-accused, before Moffitt's case management team decided it was inappropriate. Wellwood continues to have emotional outbursts and attempts to hurt himself. He continues to have an interest in risky sexual thoughts and sex that is controlling, says the decision. L. Dixon at TimesColumnist.com.